Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and entertainment show. Soul singer Lee Fields has spent 4 decades performing on stages around the world, including a nearly sold-out show during the 2016 True False Film Festival in Colombia. In a rapidly changing music industry, he's managed to keep his music and legacy alive. No, I just can't stand. The song you're listening to is Let's Talk It Over, off a 1979 record by the legendary Lee Fields. And as many who attended his concert at the Blue Note in Colombia would agree, the 65-year-old soul singer sounds as good today as he did on this record nearly 40 years ago. He says he hasn't stopped enjoying his career for a second.
I'm having just as much fun. Matter of fact, more fun now. Because I realize what I do, a lot of people dream about doing, and it turned into a life experience for me, a lifetime experience.
Fields' 43-year career has allowed him to travel all around the world, both as a solo artist, as well as sharing the stage with soul and R&B icons like Kool & the Gang and O.V. Wright, among others. But it was actually the Beatles' 1964 performance live on the Ed Sullivan Show that inspired the then 13-year-old North Carolina paperboy.
The weird hairdos and the girls like fanatically screaming, and total chaos is happening in the midst of total order with their music. You know, it made people cry, made them happy, it made them, you know. So that's when I wanted to be a musician.
Fields wouldn't start actively pursuing a career in music until a year later, thanks to a dare from his friend to enter a talent show. He sang a James Brown song.
The girls like went crazy. And the first thing I know, I'm getting offers to sing with different bands. And one gig led to another, and it never stopped.
He was nicknamed Little JB for his uncanny resemblance, physically and vocally, to James Brown.
He was like an idol, and I wanted to be just like James.
But the recording industry didn't need another James Brown. And it wasn't until the two met a few years later that Fields realized he didn't want to be just like James. He wanted to be Lee Fields. After 4 decades of trying to understand who he is, Fields thinks he's finally found the answer he's been looking for, with help from his new band, Lee Fields and the Expressions.
We're a group of individuals that come together to make, for a moment in your life, make you feel good in the name of love.
Brooklyn's Truth and Soul Records paired its house band, The Expressions, with Fields in 2008, and together they've produced 2 critically acclaimed albums, My World in 2009 and Faithful Man in 2012. Despite all of his studio work, he says performing live has been the best part of his career.
Live music brings us together on one accord. It's all about interacting with each other from human being to human being.
Night after night, Fields puts on a remarkably energetic show, singing and dancing nonstop. He says he wants his audience to feel the same sort of love, excitement, and passion that he feels every night. Lee Fields and the Expressions will begin a European tour in 2 weeks, but he says soon enough, they'll make it back to mid-Missouri.
The crowd in Colombia was just beautiful, and I truly enjoyed every moment. I would love to come back.
That's it for Off the Clock. For more of Lee Fields' story, visit KBIA.org. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.